This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
And you're listening to That's the Ticket. Now, today I'm pleased to have some bold boss besties back on TTT. Friends of the show, Julia Booth and Courtney Mail are here, and we're all set to do one of my favourite things, yap about musical theatre. Kia ora, team. Welcome back to That's the Ticket.
Kia ora. Thanks for having us.
Oh, it's nice to be back.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember last time I had you here, Courtney.
I can't remember.
It's been a long time. And then at the same time, I was trying to remember what you were here for, Julia.
So was I.
Yeah. I can't remember. You were here, though, and we were talking about musical theatre. And I feel like there was someone else as well, but...
No, it was just me.
Was it just you?
But I can't remember. And the only thing I remember us talking about was my split for a 1K run. Because I was kind of into running.
Yes, you were.
And you were like at least 2 minutes faster than me. But I was really proud of myself.
You should still be proud.
So that was like, that would have been before I tried to do the Round the Bridges like 2 years ago.
Okay.
That's how I'm pinning it. Not on the show.
Nah.
But around the progress or lack of around my running.
Yeah, fair.
But anyway.
How's the running going?
You know, I'm picking it back up. Does that sound... There's been a hiatus about as long as our last chat.
Okay, well, I'm happy to be a part of
the journey,
the next era.
Yeah, okay.
If it happens,
I think there needs a next era.
This is an arts podcast, so you know, we don't need to get too sporty with it.
Okay,
I do love talking about running, so I'm glad you remembered.
I do. I did.
I feel like I talk about the both of you often on That's the Ticket because, I say this with love and respect, but you know, you've been around the theatre block.
Oh, great.
Oh, no.
The cackling has begun.
Yeah, it has. That's all we do when we're together.
Yeah.
We just cackle.
And I think out the gate, it's important that we let people know that, A, you guys are in Bold Theatre's upcoming production of Next to Normal.
Yes.
You're both in it, but you're not both in it together, are you?
No.
Correct.
Yeah, correct. No.
Yeah, double negative.
So we're playing the same character. Mm. So we alternate. So we're having the season.
Yeah.
Essentially. Yeah. Mm. So we're playing the same character, but obviously at different times.
Yeah. So you're working together, but also not working together. Love it.
Yeah.
No, I'm being silly.
Definitely together in the rehearsal process.
Yeah. Actually been really nice to have each other in the room to be like, what is going on? And both feeling like that, which is really nice and comforting.
Yeah, my comfort blanket.
I feel like that's what is going on in a positive way is a fair statement for Next to Normal. Because I was about to say she's a bit niche. Is it that niche? A musical? I mean, it's just like, it's not Mamma Mia, you know? It's not Phantom. It's not one of your classics.
100%. I think if you aren't sort of an avid musical theatre fan, it might be not one that you have heard of or, you know, certainly people that I've talked to in the community and they say, which show? And they're like, next to what? You know, in our circle or, you know, students at Wintec or people who follow that kind of thing, they're like, wow, this is such a great opportunity for Hamilton and so cool that it's here. Whereas, it wouldn't be surprising if people had just not heard about it at all, you know, regardless of its popularity and award-winning sort of status. It's not one of your top 10.
No. Well, funny you say that, though. Friend of the show, Dr. Missy Mooney, my dear sister, kia ora, mate. She loves, this is in her top 10.
It might even
be her number one. And it's not... The kind of running joke is it's almost like love-hate musical theatre.
Mm.
Like, she's not massively like, oh my God, musicals, but she enjoys musical theatre, and obviously we have all worked with her on musicals before, but she was very much into the show when we were at university and she used to listen to it all the time.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Did she like the music or the content or both?
I think all of the above, yeah. But I think what she liked is, when I've been talking to people about this musical, I kind of put it similarly to Parade, which Courtney have recently worked on, or Blood Brothers, in that it's a musical, but it's just got a bit more depth. There's a bit more plot. It's not just we're here to have a sing and have a dance. Mm-hmm. We're actually here to make you think. Not dragging any other musical that's ever existed, but this is what I'm saying. It's like if you put it against Mamma Mia, two very different realms.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. you go.
It really touches on those real issues that people deal with within family life or mental health or neurodivergency or anything like that. Like it's things that are part of people's lives or more, not that it's more now, it's just more seen and talked about now. Than before. It's not kind of hidden away. And the struggles that it puts on a family and family dynamics and that sort of thing. So it is a little bit more real. It's not bright and bubbly.
It's unpacking some, you know, pretty uncomfortable. Are they dark? Are they things that people find difficult to talk about maybe, you know, and that remains sort of veiled for a lot of people, which I have to remind myself of because we live in a pretty open, you know, my conversation flows pretty freely. I have pretty honest conversations about a lot of things
in life, right?
And then I had to remind myself that actually a lot of people don't know how to start having these conversations. And so it does unveil, some intricacies of humanity that you don't expect to see in musical theatre. And I think that's one of the interesting kind of combinations of it. And my mum, for example, who doesn't know the show at all, walked in on me practicing and I had to unpack quite a dark moment. And she was like, wow, in like musical theatre, you know, because she just sort of associates it. Sorry, mum, she probably doesn't. She understands it much more than I'm giving her credit. But it's not all just sort of jazz hands. And I think that's like a beautiful part of how the show conveys or discusses these difficult topics is that it doesn't always have to be discussed in a very kind of conventional, it's serious, therefore we must be serious about it. And it's not that the show isn't serious, it is very serious, but it's still a rock musical. Yeah. And it allows you to sort of open a doorway to a place that maybe you wouldn't go otherwise, or I don't know, it's a interesting combination of things that, you know, you wouldn't, I don't know, don't exist always around these particular topics of the human experience. How do I wrap that up? I don't know. I'm like, how do I get to the end?
I think it's a good fit for New Zealand or audiences in New Zealand because if we look at Kiwi-made films and stuff, what we do really well is the light and the dark.
Mm.
So it's like you look at the film Boy, and I've used this analogy so many times on That Ticket, but it never stops being relevant, is like it will make you laugh, but also make you like weep.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's that balance of light and dark. And I think as an audience member, I'm into that, you know. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love musical theatre and I will until my dying day, you know. Give me the jazz hands and I'm there with bells on.
But there's a song called Light in the Dark, isn't there?
There is a song called
And Light.
And Light.
So, yeah, there is light in the dark.
And ultimately, it is hopeful, you know, I mean, as it needs to be. I think the other thing, which I hope this isn't too tangential, if that's the right word, but, you know, there's a sort of like, I don't know, people might assume that kind of narrative from a play versus a musical theatre piece and something that may or may not surprise people about the show if they haven't heard it or aren't very familiar with it, is that it's very through composed, like musically. Most of the plot is told through the songs and there's actually very little dialogue. So you're sort of always engaged with the topics and the lyrics, but it's always underpinned by this interesting music to carry the story through. And that sort of, I don't know, it doesn't lighten it, but it does add into this kind of light and dark. If the same plot was being discussed in a play, you would receive it very differently. I think it would land differently on you. And it's beautiful to have that sort of orchestrated throughout. Do you get what I mean?
Like,
that sort of telling the story in such a beautiful way. Yeah.
And you told that story in a very beautiful way. But
she has a way with words.
I'm just going to mute Joanne now. No, but I feel like this is a good segue because we've kind of crossed that bridge already a bit because we just got straight into kind of telling me what it's all about. And if we want to take a step back, and it's up to you guys how spoilery you want to get in this, or like how do you describe this to other people when you sit, when they ask you what's the show, like what's the show about?
Like, well, you can't get too spoilery with it.
If
people don't know the show.
I can start and you can fill in some gaps if you want, if that helps.
Yeah.
I guess, we'll play true or false, actually. We'll see if I've done any research.
Ooh.
So next to normal, Tony Award-winning musical, check.
True.
Follows a family.
True.
Check. You guys are each playing the mum.
True.
Check. And it's, following the family and everything they're dealing with. I don't know, are we going to talk about what the mum's dealing with or nah?
I think to a certain extent we can without like spoiler. Like
you can pick it up, Courtney Mel.
She's been diagnosed with bipolar, and I think not that it's like confirmed, but a bit of depression and anxiety and stuff like that. That all kind of wraps itself around that as well.
Mm.
And so there's a few delusional moments.
Yeah,
I guess without giving too much stuff away.
And then there's other kind of, at the same time that this is happening, the family's going through some other stuff, and so it's an added layer and the impact on the whole team.
Yeah, it's all the family trying to deal with her. Not that she's the problem, but them getting their head around that life isn't normal. And I guess that's where the title comes, like, the daughter at one point just says, I just want something next to normal.
Yeah.
And that would be okay. So that would be close enough, good enough, I guess.
And that just raises such a beautiful point that, like, nobody's life is normal, right? And so whether you can, you know, see yourself mirrored in it through a story of bipolar or dealing with someone you love or yourself that's journeyed through mental health in some kind of way, it certainly addresses those issues and the impact that that has on the loved ones around you and then therefore the ripple effect on them. And it doesn't pretend to just live on one level. It looks at the intricacies of how all of that ripples into everybody. But whether it's that or whether it's something else, nobody's really got the white picket fence, you know? And so it's relatable, I think, beyond your connection or otherwise to the themes of mental health. Yeah. And just like the complexity of family life and relationships and what breaks and builds trust and your individuality within the team of a family and what it means to be yourself in that group. And yeah, Hannah's looking at me like, just no.
No.
That's what I like about the show, too.
I told you I'd go down around.
No. I was going to say, I was looking at you because I just wish everyone could see the mime that's happening in the studio.
The hand gestures.
No, I do it, too. No, you're doing great, sis. It's a safe space. Okay. I thought you were doing well.
But, yeah, that's what I enjoy about how they've told the story, especially from the other characters' perspective, is that they show them not just trying to do the best. Sometimes they're scared and sometimes they're selfish and sometimes, you know, they're showing human emotions, which I really like. It's not kind of fluffy and nice.
Yeah.
They're not just trying to be the good family because people are human. They have moments of weakness and sadness and anger and all of that sort of stuff. So I think they've done a nice balance of
Definitely,
that as well.
Yeah. And it would be easy to say that Diana is sort of the central character, but that's so untrue. And
it's an ensemble piece.
Absolutely.
Yep,
and you get a sense of all the journeys of everybody, like, quite equally.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that just, I don't know, pays. It considers the whole family.
Yep.
You, do you know
She's
what I mean?
Just
as opposed
kind of
to
the
like
catalyst,
the supporting people of the mother role.
Yeah,
it's
no,
not that at
no.
all. It's like a very beautiful, like you say,
She's
ensemble.
She kind of is the catalyst of it. She kind of makes these things, but not in a lead central type of way.
Yeah.
It's just what's happening because of some of her behaviour or But yeah, it definitely tells everyone's story, so you can kind of pick out anyone in the ensemble and kind of see their journey.
And it's such a good ensemble.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's quite a wee ensemble as well.
Six.
Yeah. No pressure. Nah.
Yeah. But such a good cast, which I'm sure we get to talk about and praise how fabulous they are and how much fun it is to be in rehearsals with them and all of those things. But yeah, they're amazing. It's fun.
And so with you guys both playing Diana, I mean, I am familiar-ish with your, like, local careers. Just, you know, I've got an arts podcast. I know what's going on. But, like, for you guys, I feel like, based on what I've seen you in, this is going to be a bit different from an audience perspective.
100%.
Like, I don't think I've seen either of you play a role similar to this. Correct me if I'm wrong.
No, I definitely haven't.
No, neither.
Yeah.
On many levels.
On many levels.
Yeah.
I get to finally play a mum. Well, I have traveled to Oregon as a mum, but that's a totally different show.
Super
My husband was like 20 years younger than me. You know, ages didn't matter in that one. But it's actually nice to like play someone closer to myself than I usually get to play. Because I do the comedy character roles generally.
You do a little bit.
Yeah, get a bit typecast into those.
Oh, I mean, Sis has got range. We've all got range, even me.
But it's like it is nice to actually play someone my age or our age.
Yeah.
Because we're like the same.
We're pretty much the same.
Yeah. Same.
you youngin'.
No, not anymore. And I guess it's also, just circling back to what you were talking about, Courtney, I feel like it really aligned with what you were saying, Julia, with it being a rock musical. Because, Courtney, you're talking about, like, it's not clean, it's not a perfect family. And I feel like what you were saying, Julia, about the kind of underscore through the whole thing, it's like, it's edgy. It's got some depth, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I mean, I'm really looking forward to it, I guess, safe to say. And if you're listening and you're like, okay, I'm also looking forward to it. Now I'm invested because I've been listening to Hannah, Courtney and Julia yap for a quarter of an hour about it. Next normal is running at the Meteor the 1st to 9th of May with 7:30 p.m. shows. And you've got a matinee at 2 p.m. on the 3rd of May. Mm-hmm. Who's got the matinee?
That would be me.
Okay. Good luck. No, okay.
Like, but which one? That's for the, it's like me. Who's me?
Oh, Julia. That would be right.
Oh, you should have left it like a
Oh, that was a spoiler. Like it says me. On the website.
Yeah, who is that?
People can't tell you guys apart. You had, your voices have just merged. But more info on tickets are available now at themeteor.co.nz. And I feel like now is probably a good time to play a song from the show, give people a bit of a taste of what they're in for. Friend of the show and part of Bold Theatre, Ray Powell. Yeah. He's up in the show. Normally, I always end up interviewing him because I always have the privilege of talking to people when they're like in tech week or something. And so he's like, everyone's busy, I'll come have a chat. But he sent you guys. But it wouldn't be a Bold Theatre episode if that's the ticket if I didn't shout out Ray. So cheers, Ray. And he sent through the song. It's called I'm Alive, which I don't think you guys don't get to sing this one, eh?
No, it's a great song, though.
It is a banger. So enjoy this one, team, and we'll be right on back.
Your worst fear, you'll find it in me. Come closer, come closer. I am more than memory, I am what might be, I am mystery. You know me, so show me. When I appear, it's not so clear if I'm a simple spirit or flesh and blood. But I'm alive, I'm alive, I am so alive. And I feed on the fear that's behind your eyes. And I need you to need me, it's no surprise. I'm alive, so alive. I'm alive. I am flame and I am fire. I am desire.
Bit of a lively start to the show with that one.
Yeah. Doesn't it make you feel alive?
I do. My heart is beating quite fast, actually, because I've got two local legends in the studio with me. If you're just joining us, Courtney Mayle and Julia Booth, friends of That's the Ticket, both playing Diana in Bold Theatre's upcoming production of Next to Normal, are here. We're covering a lot of ground in a short space of time, so shot team. Like, we're getting it done. Self-high-five.
Go you.
I did also self-high-five myself. It's a new toxic trait that I've acquired, and I'm actually there for it, you know? Because there isn't always someone there to give
That's
you a
right.
high-five.
Sometimes you've got to be your own champion, you know?
Exactly right. And, I mean, as I was saying, we're fastly approaching Next to Normal opening at the Meteor 1st of May, and you guys are both in the show, but there's a company, you've got six of you?
Yes.
Who else we got?
You go.
Okay, I'll go. You go. Well, then if I get it wrong, it's all on me, isn't it? So you'd be ready to jump in.
Yeah, I'll jump in.
So Kyle Tuin plays the husband or the dad, who's also directing the show. So that's been really interesting and fun. And then the couple have a daughter who's played by Zara Thompson, who's
friend of the show.
Yes, who's fabulous and is a current student at WinTech. And the son is played by Gabe. Oh my gosh, the son's name is Gabe, who's played by Jonathan Hurd, who's also a third year student at WinTech, who's fabulous. Then the doctor is Zach Clark.
Friend of the show.
Will you have so many friends?
I know. Stop I always do this when people list cast.
Okay, you're like, tick, tick.
I have to make it about me.
Well, he plays two doctors.
He plays two doctors.
Yeah,
yes.
Two different doctors.
And he's fabulous and is a grad, obviously.
who else?
And then we have two understudy alternates.
Yes. So there's Noah Fortuin, who is playing the role of Gabe on the Wednesday night.
Friend of the show, Kia ora Noah.
Kia ora Noah. And then Alex
Palamwaida.
Yep.
Friend of the show. Yep.
Who's playing the father, husband, on the Thursday night, and is also understudy for the doctor. Mm-hmm. And then Kate Scotting is understudy for Zara.
Okay. Well, nice. Yeah.
Is that everyone? That's everyone.
Yeah, I'm like, I think that's everyone. I've gone my mental checklist.
I respect the honesty in the space.
Okay.
Yeah. I just love, because usually I don't get people to name it, but you guys like, you know, we can go through it, let's do it, and we did it, and you got it done.
Well, they're very much more worthy than just their names being told, you know? They're just really fab. Oh, no, we are forgetting somebody!
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my gosh, Felix Rowe.
Oh, please.
Oh, my gosh.
It's because he's not part of the family.
That's right, he's the boyfriend.
You
know, that's what happens when you're the boyfriend. Sorry, Felix,
oh,
you're
goodness.
So fabulous.
Yeah.
See, when I started to say how fabulous they were, he popped into my mind, and I was like, oh, my gosh.
I feel full now. I'm like, that's everyone.
No,
that's,
this is the magic of live radio, guys.
I know.
This is what we're here for.
It's not a small role either. It's
no,
not, that's
I know.
Not.
And he is fabulous. Yeah. So there we are. Okay, I mean, Felix Rowe, you're the best. Yeah.
I mean, it's an ensemble piece, as we kind of touched on at the top of the show. And so Kyle's directing Anne in it. Who have you got, MD or vocal director?
The Dr. Bray. Mm-hmm.
Dr.
Nick Bray.
Have you got any choreo for this one?
Well, Aroha is doing some of the choreo, which is small. She's also assistant director, so she's very involved with the production. Mm-hmm. But when there is little moments of movement, she's choreographed and is fabulous. Yeah.
Great. Yeah.
Okay, and I guess we should have touched on this one at the top, but I just didn't because I was too busy in the chats. But in case you haven't gathered, there are some content warnings in place for this show. So themes of loss, grief, mental health, and suicide.
Yeah.
No age rating, but, like, you know, you've read the warning, you know you're a teenager, you've been warned.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
But, yeah, more info and tickets available at themeteor.co.nz. And so you guys are sharing the role. I hate to do this, but I need to know who's on what night.
I have them written here. Okay, Otherwise, I was like, do you want dates or days? Or what do you want?
Dates.
Julia is on the 1st, which is opening, the 3rd on the matinee, and then the 6th and the 8th.
And these are all in May.
These are all in May. And then Courtney
Mayle.
I'm on the 2nd, the 5th, the 7th, and then the 9th, which is closing.
Okay. And cheeky radio host question, but how did you decide?
We didn't. They just, like, it just turned up and we're like, okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's probably the best, isn't it, just to be told when you're on?
Yeah.
As opposed to having to, like, flip a coin or, like,
pick. But, like, if we would never have decided, because even at rehearsal it's like, do you want to go? No, you go. No, you go. Are you sure? No, you go.
Let's swap out. No, okay, yeah. You go.
You go.
And then they're like, guys, we got 10 minutes.
Yeah, pretty much. Just like, someone get up here. Yeah.
But yeah. I guess getting into the rehearsal chat, you guys were talking about how it's great to have someone else to go through this process with because you guys are sharing a role and stuff. And so has there been a lot of collaboration in the rehearsal projects? Like, have you guys rehearsed together?
No.
Well, we're always in the same room. Yeah. Like, we're always at the same rehearsals together in that sense. And then we sort of alternate who's working on the floor first, and then, you know, if Courtney's worked on the floor, then I'll go in afterwards and then maybe stay on the floor for the next scene and then she'll come in after that. So, you know, you're alternating who's on the floor first for the scene. And
then whoever's not there, it's kind of like yelling out and prompting stuff like, move now, because we've got it written down or something. It's just like, oh, like prompting lines or stuff. Like, so it's really nice to have that as well.
Yeah. And then in terms of, like, sort of picking up on what you're saying, in terms of you're collaborating around the work of, you know, the acting work or whatever, I think, you know, Kyle, I really respect him as an actor and a director, and he will respond to what we give. So obviously the character has a journey that is, like, you know, when you unpack that, there's going to be a lot of similarities in the way that we choose to play her or find within her as a person. But I don't know if you feel like Kyle's like, no, but it must be done this way.
No.
Like, there's no kind of like...
like, sit and forget. It's not like, this is the exact blocking and you have to do it.
You must do it, you know? And so in that sense, I think that's also where, like, you know, trust comes in with somebody that, you know, I feel comfortable doing this thing. I've had understudies or I've been an understudy, but I've never shared a role like this before.
Mm.
And so just trusting that you can sort of find your own feet but be supportive of each other and the individuality of what it means to bring that role to life. And there is, I suppose, certainly some trust to on no level feel competitive about it, which I, like, hand on heart, it's like the last thing that I am thinking of. When I'm quite, like, an insecure and submissive person, I would probably struggle with that. Do you know what I mean? And just feeling always on the back foot and not as good and in this trap of comparison when it's not that at all. And there's just all this permission to explore your own artistry and support each other within what it means to bring it to life in different ways. And like, even having Alex or Noah or, you know, there's different dynamics at different times. So it actually lets the work speak for itself almost not in a more profound way, but, like, from a slightly different angles from what different people bring to it, but the work is at the core of it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And, like, I think, so if anything, that highlights the importance of the work and the importance of the words and the roles that you're bringing to life, I guess. Not saying that you guys aren't important, but it's putting the right thing. In my opinion, I am a podcast host.
No, but you're absolutely right. Yeah. It's not about us, right? Yeah. It's just, how do you make that come alive in a different way? Wow. Not that the song.
I'm alive.
Okay.
But I mean, I guess that what this is telling me the most is that I feel like people are going to have to come and see it twice, a little bit, eh?
Yeah, I tell people, like, you'll see the same show, but you won't at the same time, because we do bring those individual aspects to it. But, like, we go to the same places on the stage, you know, physically, but then...
The story's the same. It's just that like, the people
but
are
But, like,
different.
Anyone, you can't, like, not every representation of that character or their journey is going to be the same, just like what people are, isn't it? Because you're, oh, you've got this, so that's how you must act or something. Mm. It's not like that. Like, everyone's so individual because of that, the human brain. Like, we're all just so different. So, and it's really nice. You touched on it, Julia. Like, Kyle's kind of just let us be and bring what we bring to it and not trying to, like, fit us into the same mold, I think. Obviously, timing-wise with cast and moving on the stage and that sort of thing, like, logistically with music and stuff, but, like, he kind of treats us as individuals, which is really nice, rather than, like, oh, you both have to do it like this and you both have to do it like that. He kind of... He takes us separately, which is nice. Mm. And then, yeah, and I agree. Like, it's... I don't feel like I have to keep up or be the same or because Julia and I have known each other for so long now that it's, you know.
Can kind of tell that. But, I mean, running analogy that I use because my sister, she's also a runner. We run together. We also happen to be identical twins. So there's a lot of similarities in the space.
Yeah.
And she loves to tell me, she's like, you realize, like, genetically you should be able to run the as fast as me. And I'm like, rude. But I always use the thing, I'm like, yeah, we're running the same event, but everyone's running their own race. And even if I'm running by myself, I'm running my own race. And, like, you guys talking about how the performances, air quotes, aren't going to be the same because you guys are alternating performances. But even within your own individual season, no one show is going to be the same because that's just the nature of live performance, right?
Yeah, 100%.
And
I think it tells the story in a slightly different way too, or it brings out different angles of the character and the person in ways that will land on people differently. And I don't know if this quite relates to what I want to say, but even yesterday in rehearsal, I was watching you do one of the scenes. I was like, oh, I felt like really sort of drawn in by this person that I didn't really know, even though I'm playing the same character, you know. I was like, oh, I hadn't really seen it that way or that, you know what I mean? It just sort of presents itself differently and makes you think about the whole story differently because you're seeing it through a slightly different lens. I find that really interesting.
I'm the same when I see it, and I was like, oh, I didn't think about coming from it from that angle. And it's like, oh. Yeah, because you do take the content that's given to you in a script or something, and just the interpretations of that is always going to be different depending on who you are, life experience, like how you read into things. And so it's like nice to see. It's like when I research a role, I'll like try and watch 10 different people do it
to see
which bits I like and which I don't. And we kind of get to do that a little bit live in the room.
I'm
like, oh, that's interesting. I'll be like, oh, but then if I, you know, and then you kind of morph it into what works for you.
And I mean, and it's cool because very rarely do you never get to watch yourself. You never get to see a show if you're in it.
Yeah, that's true.
And so, I mean, you never get to watch yourself, but you get to watch the next best thing, which is either Julia or Courtney, right? So, you know.
And it's really good because, I was actually thinking that yesterday at rehearsal, and I was watching and I was like, oh, it's actually quite nice to sit back and see what everyone else is doing at the same time, to see where I fit in, like, into that piece of the jigsaw on stage. And I was like, oh, because you just don't get to ever do that.
I had a moment like that too. I was like, oh, I didn't even know that was happening when I was watching you.
You're too involved with, okay, this is my blocking, that you don't even know what person on the other side of the stage is up to.
Yeah, and you can't, like, turn around and look because you're like, my blocking is not to turn around right now, so I can't see what is happening behind me. But, yeah, so it is quite nice to have those moments.
Mm. And I got to take the mic back now and stutter slightly because I almost forgot to play Rick's pick. And you guys have been on the show. It's a popular segment. It's called Rick's Pick. I have an Uncle Rick. He's a great listener of radio, a great listener of music. And ever since I started, that's the ticket. And we're in our sixth year, I think.
Wow.
You guys are episode, 259.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Yeah, that's a good number.
And, yeah, he gave me a list of songs that he likes. And every week I pick a song off the list. And now, as I've gotten older, I've decided to try and pick a song that relates to the people I'm talking to or what we're talking about. This one was hard. Well, it was hard and it wasn't, because sometimes I get a bit English, you say, with picking the song. But this one is a song called Diana by Paul Anka. And, like, it's not particularly, like, next to normal vibes, but seeing as you guys are both playing the role of Diana, I thought it would be apt to play it. So, Uncle Rick, as always, thanks for your picks, and this one's for you, mate. This week's Rick's Pick, Diana, related in a sense to Bold Theatre's upcoming production of Next to Normal, where I've got not one but two Dianas in the studio, I guess.
Here we are.
I mean, it's Courtney and Julia, local legends. I'll say it again. I've said it once. I'll say it twice. Oh, everyone goodness. Just kind of feels slightly embarrassed.
It's 'cause we're just old.
That's not what that means, man.
Just been around for a while.
I mean, you have been around for a while, and I feel like the musical theatre community is better for it. Let's be real.
Oh, that's very kind. Thank I was you. About to launch into, like, I'm so glad I've been here forever, because it was like theatre. I found theatre maybe 3 months after I immigrated back to New Zealand from when I was grew up in Canada. My parents are from Moranesville, and then came back and like fell into that show, that Grease show with Ham Op, and then to be able to say I've known those people over 20 years is like what a privilege to have that sort of family which theatre becomes in a town that is not my hometown.
Yeah,
it's very beautiful. I'm very grateful for it. So I'm grateful to be, you know, accepted and still allowed to be around the block.
Actually, I mean, technically you're...
With a few gins with Courtney on the way, you know?
You guys are both technically imports, eh? Because you're not of Hamilton.
Yeah, I'm Australian.
Yeah, yep. In case no one could tell. No.
I moved to New Zealand when I was 20.
Okay.
I've been here for nearly 22 years. That's just telling my age a little bit.
Same.
Okay, yeah. Don't worry, I can't do basic addition, right. Yeah, so we're sweet.
Yeah. What am I, 3 months older than you? So, you know, I get to be the old hag. But really, we're hags together. So
this is a weird brag, but it's kind of linked to Next to Normal because it's running at the Meteor Theatre, which is celebrating 30 years of existence this year. Mm. I'm the same age as the Meteor.
Oh,
yeah, we're both established.
Big 3-0. Are you having a big party?
Been and gone, mate.
Oh, true. Wow, awkward.
No, you just weren't invited.
Yeah. Exactly.
No, it was.
Oh, that's good.
I celebrated by running 30 kilometres with my sister.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
But no, a lot of things are.
Yeah. I just eat some cake.
But yeah, I'm the same. I was established at the same time as the Meteor, and that's my claim to fame. Yeah,
that's cool.
Also the Chiefs rugby club. But
oh, that's all right. I'm a Chiefs fan, so I'm excited for you about that too.
Thanks. Yeah. Up the Chiefs. got to get more sport references in here. Yeah. But like being a bit cheeky. Obviously, we were here to kind of cover Next to Normal, and I feel like we've covered a lot of ground there. But seeing as you guys are very much of the theatre and very much in the block, on the block, around the block, under the block, just blocking out, have we got any other projects on the books that we can talk about?
Well, creatively. I'm not personally in, but I am on the board of Hamilton Operatic Society, and they are obviously putting on Matilda at the new theatre. So maybe I've just completed, you know, I shouldn't be saying that. I don't know. But I personally.
I mean, tickets are on sale now at ticketek.co.
They are, but like, I don't know. Anyway, it's all right. But personally, well, to be honest, Courtney's going to rattle off like a million things because she's always doing a million things. And I will be going. Good Lord, get me a cup of tea and back with my three children.
Okay, fair.
Because shows do take a lot of time. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, they are a juggle. And you know, I don't know, Courtney managed to just juggle a lot more than I do. So personally, no. And I think I will have to sit in a dark room and recover for a little bit because it is actually quite challenging.
It's hard
work. Like, who knew? You
know?
It's
hard work.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
So that's me. That makes me sound... I don't know what that makes me sound. That's just me. That's the truth of it. What are you doing after? You'll be like designing costumes.
No, I'm going to surprise everybody.
What?
I don't have anything on for the rest of the year.
Really? Yeah. I don't believe
you. I've made sure that my schedule is free. Just
I'm so happy. I just got a wave of relief from you.
From doing the opening show of the BNZ Theatre at the start of the year and vocal directing Parade, which is on at the moment.
You've just done back to back to back, buddy.
And then last, like everything, for the last...
Forever.
I've just back to back, overlapping forever. Mm. And I just thought to myself, do you know what? I just need to take some time for myself and for the rest of the year. And I'm gonna finish off my master's by the end of the year.
Wow.
And I'm just, I know. And everyone's like, just wait, something will pop up. But I've said no to a few
things. My first reaction was, I don't believe you.
I'm going to hold you to that.
Like, even, I usually, for the last few years, have been doing the Meteor Kids show. But
you're not doing it.
But Jam's taken it. I'm like, I'm so free after this. And I don't know how I feel about that. But I think I just need a rest after a few years of craziness. Yeah.
I mean, it's okay. We won't hold it against you if you end up back somewhere, safe space, supportive space.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, like I'm not personally holding it against you. I'm not wanting to do things, but I just, there's nothing that's popped up or maybe I don't know about it.
Yeah.
Let me know. Hey, people, I'm available.
Oh, don't say that.
No, but what am I trying to say?
What are you trying to say?
The kind of musical theatre market in Hamilton at the moment is just like...
It's going off.
Booming.
Yeah. It's all at the same time, though.
Yes, like,
there's a lot happening at the moment.
It's
not all kind of spaced out. It's all just all or nothing.
Actually, I'm like, this week I am going to two Waikato Queer Arts Festival events. So I'm going to a play reading on the Thursday, I'm going to Parade on Friday, and then I'm going to the Royal Review at Clarence Street on Saturday.
Cool.
Yeah, and I'm like, I don't know if I'm gig fit for three in a row.
That's amazing, though. Yeah. Because when there's nothing, we like to sort of complain that elsewhere has more on offer. And we really are just, you know, there's a lot available. It's exciting and a great time to just get out and enjoy what it means to experience the arts, right?
Well, exactly right. And this is the thing. I have booked tickets to Next to Normal as well on the 8th of May. If you want to come and see me, book your tickets. And then you might also see Julia because she's on that night. Courtney's on the other nights if you want a little go of that.
If you just want to have a little go at
Have a go at Courtney when she goes on stage.
Yeah. Have a little go.
Yeah.
Please don't yell at me.
But I guess I might go through some other upcoming events around town. If you guys want to chill, interject, anything else you want to plug, you're welcome to do so. But in no particular order, Next to Normal, featuring these two, is running at the Meteor Theatre from the 1st to the 9th of May, 7:30pm shows, and a 2pm matinee on the 3rd of May. More info and tickets are available now at themeteor.co.nz. The Groove Museum is coming to the BNZ Theatre on the 30th of April. More info and tickets at bnztheatre.co.nz. Clarence Street Theatre has Indian Ink Win in with Balloon Dog on the 21st and 22nd of May. More info on tickets at ticketek.co.nz. And then Hamilton Musical Theatre has Avenue Q running from the 16th to the 30th of May. More info on tickets at iTicket. And then, as you mentioned, Julia, Matilda, I think that's opening the end of June. I want to say it's the 25th or the 26th. But more info on tickets at bnztheatre.co.nz. And that's another one where there's dual casts, I believe.
Yes.
Because I think all the young ones, they've got alternate casts, which is great because it's a really exciting opportunity for, you know, the rangatahi in the creative space to get on stage there.
Indeed.
But I've got one last question for you guys, which I often like to ask guests here on TTT, because you've been here the last 45 minutes giving me the tea, the inside scoop on Next to Normal and several other things, actually. But my question is, and Julie, you kind of alluded to it, where you're like, once I've done the show, I just need a cup of tea. So, like, how do you take your tea?
Yeah, it's not. Oh, really? Like, I was going to say, it's actually not going to be tea, let's be honest. But, okay, how do I take my tea?
Yeah.
Well, my beautiful friend and mentor, Emery Speed, when we travel and teach, she has trained me to have a very particular type of tea, which is...
This feels really on brand.
Yeah, maybe. It's just a mixture of a little bit of Earl Grey, loose leaf, little 1 teaspoon, and then 2 teaspoons of the good stuff, like English breakfast or something.
Okay.
And then leave it, and then just the right amount of milk. But it's got to be, like, strong, but not too strong, because then I get a sore tummy.
I'm never going to make you a cup of tea, ever.
I know, it's so particular, isn't it?
Hectic.
But she makes it, and it's so yum. I'm like, that's the only time I drink tea, is if she's made it, and we're teaching together. That's it.
You're putting the tea in teaching, sounds like
it. Yeah, maybe. But, you know, I'm not fussy. It's just... You know, with
I'm
a bit
not
of milk.
Fussy,
no,
but
like, you know, if I came to your house and you gave me tea, I would just say just a bit of milk. Okay. Strong with a bit of milk.
Fair. All right. Bag in, bag out. Or does it have to be wave tea?
Yeah, leave it in. Come on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, I have a tea timer at my house.
Do you?
Yeah. 3 minutes. Maybe three minutes. Yeah, get that bag out.
That's right.
Bit of milk.
That's perfect. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
We're the same.
I got validation.
Yay.
Courtney Mayle, do you drink tea?
Yeah, I usually drink like herbal tea or like things like that, fruit herbally tea things. But if I do just go for a normal cup, just bag in, leave it in till I'm finished.
Okay.
No milk.
Yeah.
Just black tea. But otherwise, I don't usually drink a lot of black tea, but at the moment I do like peach herbal tea.
Oh, yeah.
Or a ginger something.
Oh, yep.
Just sans anything, just hot water in a bag. That's me.
Hot water in a bag. You can't beat it.
Please tell me there's a segue away.
No,
Courtney in the hot water in a bag. Okay.
I think I'm gonna end the show on that. That's the segue.
Unless it's during a show backstage and I put a little bit of honey in it because it soothes my throat.
Oh yeah, you guys doing the lemon and honey business?
No, not the lemon. Just a little bit of honey.
I had someone on
this. Gives me the energy.
On this, the ticket, who said that they tried gummy bears in boiling water because apparently Alicia Keys drinks it and, like, the gummy, like, coats her throat or something. Julia, I feel like you have an opinion on this because you are.
It's up there with like, I don't eat chocolate before. I'm like, just eat the chocolate. Like,
yeah.
It's like, whatever works for you.
I mean, whatever you swallow is not touching your vocal folds. It's going into your stomach. So, you know, inhale the hot water with the gummy bear maybe and then you breathe it in. I don't get
it. The only time your stomach will make sound is when you burp. No.
Very soothed, honey burp.
I'm glad I talked to you guys about it because you seem qualified to tell me if it's legit.
You know, if it brings you comfort, then that's a good thing.
Yeah.
But it's not,
It's a lot of throat-related mime happening in the studio. let's just call it.
Save us.
Gosh, it has been bold, hasn't it? It's been a bold episode today. But I'm going to play us out with another song from Next to Normal. It's called Light. I believe it's the finale of the show.
Mm-hmm. It is.
So do you guys get to sing this?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeehaw. Are you sick of it yet?
No.
That's good. That's good. But thanks again for coming on the show, guys. I appreciate you taking the time. Welcome back.
Thanks to Bull Theatre too, can I just say that?
Oh, 100%.
They're just awesome. They've just been always so supportive and doing really exciting things, bringing these sorts of shows to Hamilton. So just big shout out to them.
I tautoku that. And to my lovely listeners, you can bet I'll be back soon with a fresh episode of That's the Ticket. But until then, enjoy this track. Mā te wā, team.
We need some light. First of all, we need some light. You can't sit here in the dark and all alone. It's a sorry sight. It's just you and me. We'll live, you'll see. After night, we'd sit and wait for the morning light. But we've waited far too long for all that's wrong to be made right. Go on.
Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.